Parshas Kisavai. We say the famous words in the Agada every year, which is from this week's Parsha, Arami Oved Avi. And we tarshin, Arami means Lavan. Lavan tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. It's a very odd thing. What is Lavan doing in the Seder Pesach night? Very famous question. Many, many answers given to it. The Netziv says that because originally Yaakov, the exile, was going to happen in Aram, by Lavan. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that we would not have survived staying by Lavan, he decided to get rid of that idea, and therefore we went off to Egypt. So the question becomes, okay, we weren't going to survive in Egypt that long either. So what was the difference between Lavan and Egypt? We left Egypt early because we couldn't survive there, because had we stayed one more second, we would have been eternal damnation. So then why was Lavan different than Mitzrayim? What did we think would be better in Egypt as opposed to staying by Lavan? So the answer is in the next words, Lavan is Arami Oved Avi. He's called Arami. Arami is from the Lashon Aramis. It's a similar language to Hebrew. Hebrew and Aramaic, even though when we read Gemara, it's not exactly easy, but there are a lot of crossover words and a lot of similarities between them. As opposed to Egypt, as we know, one of the reasons the Jews merited exile, redemption from the exile of Egypt, was because they did not change the language. Because when the languages were so different from each other, it was easier to remain in a ghetto and remain safe and true to yourselves. They were able to remain as Jews in the land of Egypt because they didn't intermingle with them. Lavan had two advantages which would have been disadvantages for the Jews. He was going to come along and say, we're family, and he would have said, I speak your language, literally and figuratively. So what happened would have, over the course of time, would have happened was that the Jewish nation would have been assimilated on a much greater level. They would have been intermarried, possibly, and everything would have gone the right way, and they never stood a chance at being redeemed. The separation is better. You have in America today as well, you could have areas of the country where nobody speaks English. We have Hasidim who speak Yiddish, we have the Spanish who speak Spanish. But for Yidden, there's a positivity to it, not to be too much intermingled, to recognize that we stand alone and we're separate. And as everyone's been telling me, as we know from all what's going on in the world today, when we don't make the separation clear, the non-Jews of the world make it clear. Today we're living in a society where they are clearly saying that you Jews are on the other side. You Jews don't stand with us. So we have to recognize that in this parsha, we're discussing the exile, we're discussing the redemption from the exile on Pesach night when we read it, and we realize that one of the ways to merit the redemption is to stand alone, stand separate, and recognize that we are not like the nations of the world. And hopefully, by Shabbos already, we'll be able to celebrate the latest redemption.